It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 643.
It's virtual drinks, guys. What's going on?
Cheers.
Cheers.
I've got my Corona.
All right, perfect. Oh. Everyone, okay. Oh, there's a lot of Coronas going around.
It's a classic. We're all drinking right now. It's great.
Did you see that Richard Wilkins was posting about how many people sent him Coronas?
Yeah, so his house is funny because it's like when we went there, it's a garage door and that's how you get in. Mm-hmm. And so people have been dropping off slabs of Corona to his front door because he has coronavirus. Yeah, you don't know who Richard Wilkins is. Yeah, Harry's lights have just gone off.
this is the problem with Harry's place. So Harry's student accommodation has, what's the deal with your lights?
Oh, the bloody things turn off after about 5 minutes of not moving to save the environment.
You can't turn it off.
No, it's to help with global warming, apparently, but I rather suffer the consequences of global warming than have to jump up and down every 5 minutes, to be honest.
You're an absolute animal. I know that laugh. Him. So this is a live stream to YouTube. If you're listening through your podcast app, you can't see what we are seeing right now, obviously. Mm-hmm. How many people we got? 3, 4, 8, 12, 16, 19. And there's a special lady joining us pretty soon. She's just told me she's pulling over.
Well, there's
a little treat for one of us.
There's Queen Gronk.
Yeah, Queen Gronk's here.
Can you hear me? Did I do it right or did I fuck it up?
Oh, you fucked it up a little bit because it's definitely not coming through the microphone.
Oh, fuck.
No, that's okay. I'm sure you can just press a button.
This is our first virtual drinks. I'm happy with the turnout, guys.
It actually ticks the box for me because my biggest concern is the greeting. It's the hug, the kiss, the handshake, the what am I going to do? Am I going to do the bro sort of handshake and then hug?
Yeah.
And Can you tell me if I mixed it?
Oh my God. No, you've absolutely fucked it. Talk again.
Did you drop your drink on the mic?
Oh, there we go. That's better.
Yeah. I hate when the attention isn't on me.
I know. What are you drinking, Jem?
Scotch.
Oh, great.
Is that a full glass of scotch or is it?
No, it's scotch and dry.
Okay.
What's the dry bit?
Dry ginger ale.
Okay.
Duh.
Oh, I didn't know. And yeah. I'm drinking a Back Beach Pinot Noir 2018.
Yeah, where's that from?
That is from Back Beach. I'm guessing that's probably Blairgowrie. Yeah,
okay.
Or it could be Sorrento. Or it could Quartzy be Quartzy
Estate from premium fruit sourced from single vineyard. Low-yielding vines.
I'm pretty sure there's 95% of people are drinking. Sevs, where is your drink? And do you have a... I didn't see it before. Do you have one?
This is what mum has sorted out. It's a mini martini to go. It's a little mix. This contains no alcohol. You're meant to add shake with 45 milliliters of vodka over ice.
And so can you do that now for us?
Well, so the thing is, I've got... Mum also gave me more vodka. And so there's mandarin and then there's black currant. And then there's lemon vodka.
You got to get off the flavored vodka, man.
So it's a lot of... a lot going on.
It's just sweet drink.
It's just sort of cordial, is it?
Sev, is your mum going to give you your first condom?
Definitely.
And so which one are we going to start with, Sevs?
Well, I've just opened the blackcurrant one.
What does it smell like?
Yeah.
Ribena mixed with vodka.
Okay, great.
JJ, yesterday I did say that we would play a Corona drinking game. So anytime that I would say the word coronavirus, Sevs has to have a sip.
Oh, yeah, great. Perfect.
And so,
we'll start it from now.
So I'll give him one off.
Should we do a cheers first? We haven't cheersed.
I think we should.
We'll cheers the camera, please.
Okay, right. Get a good thumbnail.
Right.
Here we go. Three, two,
cheers.
One. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers. Cheers. Eye contact. Cheers.
Oh, shit.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Real good.
You have to sip after you do the cheers. Otherwise, it's bad luck. Sorry. It's as bad as not making eye contact.
So I went to a computer shop with Sevs and the reason that we're late is because I confused the suburbs. And so I thought that I was meant to be going to one. G'day, Luke. Was going to one place and ended up at another. But then the first one we went to, they were so loose when it came to everything. Like they didn't have any signs, any care of, seems like, sterilization. And so with my phone, I was like showing my phone out. I was like, oh, my torch is on. I was showing them the specs that I needed for the computer. And I was like specifically holding it so I didn't have to touch it. And then he like picked it up and he just started like scrolling. And it was a little bit from my
you
one.
You your phone, didn't you?
Well, nearly. And so based on the one day of not being completely isolated, I feel like I fucked it. But so sorry for the delay, everyone.
You know, you've definitely got coronavirus.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, take it.
Devs, drink, that, please. Yeah. Little swig. Oh, he's going to get through his whole mum's martini pack
this
tonight.
This is too strong. Yeah. Straight Josh, vodka.
You know how we used to live in St. Kilda, Spencer Street?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Spencer.
Yes.
But then in Melbourne, there's a Spencer Street, Spencer.
Yes.
Which is in the city. Amy's best friend was coming to stay with us and she got a cab to 75 Spencer Street in the city.
That's so annoying.
And it was, yeah, the worst. Yeah, cab. And then it has to fucking turn around. Uh-huh. Anyway. Who else we got here?
G'day, Russ.
Oh yeah, should we do a bit of a rounds? What do you think, Sevs?
Yeah, I mean we can unmute via the list.
Okay, great.
Can we make Mr. 97 pass out by the end of this by asking everyone how they're dealing with the coronavirus issue?
<Don't>. So boring.
So should we not do it?
Yeah, I don't know. That felt like a directive.
Yeah, no, I get it. What's been happening today? What's going on?
I've been inside all day just editing. Actually, I went in to see George and pick up my phone. Mm-hmm. That was the only time that I got out. And that's when George and I went and got these beers. But I've got a new phone. Oh, yeah. I left it in the car.
You finally
though,
got your car's iPhone. Gone.
iPhone 11.
iPhone 11.
Yeah, thanks, Dodge.
How is it?
I haven't turned it on. I don't even have it. It's in the car still. I left it in the car.
Okay. You're going to take heaps of selfies. It's got a real good camera, apparently.
Does it?
I don't have one. I'm still in a 7 because I'm 400 years old.
Okay, while you're here, Pavel. Oh, no, that's not Pavel. It just has your name under Gemma. Gemma.
Yo.
I thought you had your name as Pavel for some reason.
Yeah, that's me. Classic Watts.
Now, Gemma, you're an influencer, or you're the closest thing to an influencer of a friend that I have.
You make me laugh every time I take a sip.
What's going on with the coronavirus in your business? How's the beauty industry?
I mean, I feel like I actually feel guilty because I'm A-okay. I'm sure that will end eventually, but yeah, I'm in a good position in that beauty historically booms whenever there's a recession because it's something called the lipstick effect if you Google it. But it started in like the Great Depression.
Hang on. I had a whippet and he had the lipstick effect, but it's not what you're talking about, I don't think.
Very different, doll. Very different. No, because people, like, they're not obviously not buying big ticket items, but they still don't want to feel like absolute shit. So they just go out and buy beauty products. So,
oh my God. Sorry, Gemma. I'm just going to stop you here. My message has worked. Tully Smythe is in the building.
Oh, great.
Yeah, girl.
She's on. There she is.
Hi.
How come I can hear her, but I can't see her?
You'll be able to see her.
You have to extend your page out, I reckon.
Hey,
this
what's
is
been
that?
Have you heard, has there been dramas with have you been following the Big Brother news?
With the coronavirus stuff?
Well, not even. I think Happy Harry. Where's Happy Harry gone? Because he's there you are. Hang on. I'm going to unmute you, Harry. What was the article that you sent me?
I'm in all the forums and there's all sorts of shit, but 7 have fucked up already. They forgot to hit record on their live eviction, apparently. TV Black Box, who's one of the biggest reporters of TV history, has reported it. He has an inside thing.
They just forgot to press record.
7 are going to wreck the show. I'm sorry. They're going to destroy it. 9
Thank
destroyed
you for
it enough.
Do you have any inside telling?
Is this what I've been asked to join for my fucking Friday afternoon?
Yeah, just a lot of Big Brother drama.
Are you for fucking? Are you for real?
Yeah.
Mate, you look like you're not doing much. Let's be honest. What are you in your bloody pajamas?
She looks great. Let her live.
Excuse me. I'm self-isolating.
So am I.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
a fresh blow wave.
Yeah, but so you're not self-isolating.
Where did you get the blow wave? Can you actually give
yourself
a blow wave?
Yeah, your hair looks amazing, Tal.
Can you actually give yourself
Why
your
can
own?
Why am I seeing all of you at once? Why am I only seeing one at a time? What's happening here?
Oh, you just have to press the gallery or grid view, whatever it's called, on the top right.
You're still not all there. Sam, why is your hair not blonde? What the fuck is going on?
I got a haircut.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm going to take it back to Rage.
Tully, Sebs and I were having a discussion. We were looking at one of your Instagram photos and we were admiring how you nailed the self timer.
Oh, she's so
good. The one outside?
Yeah, we thought you nailed it.
I'll show you the spot, but I put my camera in.
That's great. And
then I want you to run this through.
I just moved house, right? So I had to find a new spot. Oh, Jesus.
There we go. Christ. Don't go out there. It's dangerous. Well. It's dangerous. Yeah,
I'll just get outside. This guy smokes weed next door. He always, who's her?
Oh, what a dream. You must be super relaxed.
Okay, so I put the camera, was it here? It must have been here.
Debs, can you confirm? I know you spent some time looking at it.
Yeah, can confirm.
And it was like this.
Yeah, that's really? It. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you've nailed it.
Have you?
Not her first rodeo by any stretch.
Have you? When did you start self-isolating, Tully?
So I wasn't taking it seriously until my trip to Mauritius was cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
With Boohoo.
Yeah.
And then I was really pissed. And then I started taking it seriously.
Okay, great. Have you got a housemate or are you on your own nowadays?
Yeah, I have a housemate, which is annoying because like if we get stuck here together, I barely know her.
Yeah, so this is the issue that I was thinking of. It's like if you've got housemates, like I wonder what the protocol is in regards to like, you know, all the rules and but it won't be like
wherever you are right now, you can never leave. Like we'll get some warning.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
but you think that Tully, LA has gone into full lockdown.
It wouldn't have been like as of immediately wherever you are right this second. You have to like what if at the hairdresser?
Yeah, I feel like I want to get Crystal to talk. Crystal, I'm just muting your microphone. Hang on.
Who the fuck's Crystal? Who's in here?
So everyone's in here. Hey, Crystal wrote the book. How to win every argument. How to win every argument. You're very good at researching.
I couldn't use your help last night when I was fighting with someone on Instagram.
Tully posted about your book, Crystal, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
And so, Crystal, what I saw that you've done a bunch of research around all of the corona stuff. What's your take on it all?
Drink to that. I also spent pretty much all day trying to explain to my dad exactly what's happening and what's going on. Mm-hmm. As far as I know and as far as anyone knows, there's no lockdown, so we don't need to panic about that. And they will give a bit of notice if there was to be one. So, Tully, you're right there. They're not just going to say, stop where you are, lock yourself in, you can't leave. But the best thing to do is try to see as few people as possible in terms of like being in the same physical space as different people as minimal as possible.
Yeah, perfect. I can get around that. Now, I'm thriving.
Crystal, are you taking it seriously? Like there's a bunch of people that are still out at pubs getting pissed. What's your vibe? Are you serious about it?
Yeah, I'm taking it seriously. I don't know if you guys have seen pictures of Bondi Beach lately. The weather in Sydney is really nice right now. The beach is absolutely packed and that is just a bad time.
Yeah.
Bad time. Don't do it.
Sebs, can you
1.5 meters of space between you and like the nearest stranger, I think is the rule.
I think they just updated it actually. I think it's a 2x2 meters or something.
Oh, like really?
That. Yeah. Four meter square per person. So if you have 100 people, it has to be
now, right?
25 people in a 100-meter-square building, essentially. But
I was thinking about it. It's a real easy rapport builder. Like when I was at the computer shop, I reckon I got within a meter of someone. It's sort of like, I'm cool with you. You know, things are all good. I opened a door for someone. So I'm a bit of a hero in all of this.
These are pretty much just things you should do as a human.
Yeah, no, I did that. But so Crystal, what I'm curious about though is around the all this pushback in regards to panic buying, because all of my buying is panic. Like I'm always buying when I'm panicked. It's the only time I buy anything. What do you reckon? Like, how much do you think we should grab? How much have you got personally at home right now?
We just did our normal shop. And then
what's a normal shop look like?
Yeah. Oh, we know what a normal shop looks like.
We know exactly what I eat every day.
Yeah, true.
Wait, we've been through this. A normal shop plus like a few extra cans of things. But most supermarkets now have limits on what you can buy anyway in terms of non-perishable, like pasta mm-hmm. and canned beans and toilet paper. But the funny thing is there's no issue with supply. It's yeah. just a massive demand. So because everyone's going crazy and buying lots of stuff, that's why the supermarkets are running out. But that's why they're also able to like restock overnight, because they're just getting more things in to restock during the day. We're all buying it and then they've got to restock again at night. So it's not a supply issue at all. It's just
Is it because people are worried that like, okay, it's going to be fine now, but the admin involved, if you look at like what happens in like France or Italy or places like that, there's all the like lining up, only letting X yeah. amount of people in at a time. And I don't like Coles normally. And so the idea of having to go to Coles and then line up and then like not, try and not get aggro about dumb shit. Like I feel like I can sort of relate to the people that are like freaking out, like, you know, punching on about toilet paper, not because of the toilet paper, but just because you can get pretty worked up, I guess, on this sort of shit as well.
Yeah, but like if you had to, you would, right? Mm. At the end of the day,
yeah.
if you have to line up to get into Coles and they're letting people in, you know, 50 people at a time, you will.
Mm-hmm. There was a guy I listened to. He was an Aussie dude in Italy, and he went down into a basement winery, like a wine bar, and it was all fine before he went down. And when he came out, he had no reception down in this bar. And when he got out, they had locked the city down. So they did it pretty drastically.
So what is it? Why? But why are they losing internet? I guess that's the
losing reception. Mate, fuck you! You've never been out to some good bars where you lose reception.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you meant that he went out.
No, he went out. And he got up and was like,
"Oh no, we've been locked out, and I've lost my internet." So you're saying he'd lost his internet beforehand?
No, he's underground.
Okay,
in a cellar.
That makes sense.
Wine and comes out, and they've locked the city down.
Mm-hmm. We had Glyn in Melbourne. A couple of weeks or a week and a half ago or whatever. Glyn, you're in Florida. How is it in Florida at the moment?
It's not too bad. I'm sure you guys have seen video from over here, similar to Bondi. There's a lot of the vacation destinations that are still packed for spring break. And so they're getting earning the Florida man tag.
Sorry, Glyn, is that a dog in the back asleep?
Yeah, she wasn't thrilled that I woke her up.
What time is it?
It looks like a fake dog. It's
She's real, I promise.
Oh, there you go. No. And so, yeah, because I heard someone talk about all the idiots at the beach in Florida. Can you confirm the idiots are at the beach?
Yeah, there's plenty of people at the beach. It's spring break this week here in Jacksonville, so we've got it's busy on the beach, but it's not packed like what you've seen on TV.
So you've got a green card, do you, Glenn, or are you a dual citizen? Yeah. A green card. And so yeah, during these
my citizenship.
And so when these things happen, do you think about, oh, okay, maybe I should like, you know, come back to Australia, or is that even a consideration?
Not for this. I mean, this is where my job is. That's, you know, all that sort of thing. So right now, lucky to still have a job. So
yeah.
Are you saying this is where you'd be happy to die? Is that what
Florida? It's a bit dark. A lot of people choose to die in Florida, right? A big sort of retiree.
Who knows in the next few weeks? I guess we'll see what happens.
It's pretty dark.
Sorry to be positive, Tommy.
sorry to bring you down. I'm going to mute you now, Glenn.
Tully's texting me. She's just said, who the hell are all these people?
These are the
grunts. And I bet she wanted that read out as well, definitely.
Tully wants everyone's Instagram follower number before she takes any interest in you.
I've just said to her, Gronk squad, babe.
I just thought it was just us. It was a close personal party. And
it
now
is
I'm
a
like,
close personal party. We've even got Scooter Derek. Hang on.
Yeah. Put on like maybe different pants, maybe, I don't know, some more makeup. I don't know.
No, this is great. Scooter,
Hey,
it's going? Like you've forgotten that the show is recorded, yeah, even if great. All these people weren't here.
Yeah, but it feels like a personal party, you know, Jim. Yeah. Just
what I love is that I can see you looking up as you talk to me. Like we're actually in these little boxes.
Like you're my god. Like, Jim,
yeah, I get that all the time.
Hey, Tully, are you okay? We've got Scooter
I
Derek
heard
from.
I say he's involved here somewhere. From Easy I can't Street. See all your faces.
So he's Scooter, can you explain your background, please?
Why? I know who Scooter is.
No, his background, as in his actual physical right. fucking background on his screen.
I'm on my phone, guys, so it's like there's a lot of you in different places.
Scooter, it's are fun. You at a shoe shop? This is, I mean, Imelda Marcos's closet. When the guys first did their stream with the three of them at home, have a look. Behind them, there's these
are you at Kardashian in a Kardashian closet? Yeah.
Many times I've been in Kardashian closet.
You've never been
not
in the Kardashian closet.
Here with the donuts. So have a look behind them. They're white shelves. And I thought that must be the trend in streaming. And then that night.
You went and built some shelves?
Watched Jimmy Kimmel or one of those guys. And he had white shelves. And I thought, oh, fuck, how am I going to compete? I'm going to show you something.
How can we see it?
Wait, can we get back to Seb's hair? That's a sec.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Oh, this is a green screen. Oh, perfect. This is great, Scooter.
Tully, he's using a green screen.
Yeah. Magic.
This is magic, sort of, I guess.
So he's actually just in Collingwood, and he's using
exactly.
the green screen. Yeah.
That's yeah, funny. That's Tully. That's so you want to know about Seb's hair? Sevs, do you think that you'll get your hair? I'll do it the unmuting, by the way, Sevs, just so we're not doubling up.
No worries.
Are you going to bleach your hair?
Yeah, but I think I got to dial in the like it's all like sort of like stringy now, and you can easily pull it out.
Yeah, that's what happens when you bleach your hair. Welcome to being a blonde. It sucks.
Yeah.
So do you think that will Tully, if we are completely locked down? What's the chance of you just letting your hair completely go?
Oh, fuck. Like me go natural?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't have a choice, would I?
Yeah, I guess so.
But you know what? I could pull off a paper bag, so it's fine.
Perfect.
Hey, Sev, are you worried about your hair going the color of Corona?
Oh, yeah. Wait, no.
You
wasn't
the whole thing, mate.
I've already finished it.
Coronavirus.
I'm slightly tipsy already. By the way, Pavel says they're decreasing the Netflix quality for us in Europe. Hard times.
Oh, that sucks.
Still be twice as fast as ours.
Yeah, well, the NBN is very upsetting. Sevs, you're meant to have your internet fixed tomorrow. Hopefully that happens.
Fingers crossed.
George.
Yeah.
How are you, mate?
Good. I was just thinking, why don't you go blonde, Josh?
Mate, if I do anything to my hair...
It's nice and luscious at the moment, though.
No, so...
It's a coffee spray. Show us the coffee spray, yeah.
I'll go get the spray. Hang on.
Great. Right. Tully's just asked what the drinking game is, and I've said, if we say coronavirus...
Perfect.
He has to drink. And so Tully wants to join in because you know that you two get pretty smashed together, and it's a great combo. You know what I mean?
I'm having blackcurrant vodka.
Can you
your mic's muted, Tully?
Because she's just yelling.
Josh is muted. Oh, sorry. There you go. Now you can talk.
You're back in, Tully.
Oh, I was talking to myself. Okay. I said, why aren't we all in the same spot, like isolating together? That'd be a great show.
Well, TJ was saying that initially, that we
like
could all.
Brother.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the problem is, I mean, do you think, Tully, are you feeling that your mental health is a little bit challenged at this time, or like how are you actually feeling emotionally?
Now I'm okay. Monday, Tuesday was pretty bad. I was popping valleys like they were Tic Tacs.
Yeah. Two at a time.
Had to go get more, and he banned me. He said he wouldn't give me 50 because I'd already had 50 like a couple of months ago. So he only gave me 20, which is selfish.
What does it actually do? I've never had a valley. What's the
It's a muscle relaxant. So if I feel an anxiety attack coming on or like anxiety building, you take it before it gets to an attack level, and then it kind of like calms you down.
Well, that's
great. Glass of wine in the valley is just perfect.
I'm pretty sure they don't advise the wine before the Valium.
What are you eating?
No,
Scooter?
I can confirm it's a great combo.
Vietnamese donut.
I love that you're drinking again, Tommy. Yes, welcome back.
Yeah, mate, I need to fucking curb that drinking.
Scooter, where'd you get your Vietnamese donut from?
Vietnamese bakery.
Oh, yeah, great. They're still open.
Which one? Or is it actually called Vietnamese bakery?
Rice paper rolls to, you know, be on a diet. And the old lady there, she always just stuffs a bag of donuts.
Mate, I know the exact place. She's giving me donuts too. It's annoying, but you feel like you have to eat them.
A pork?
Yeah.
So this is what I'm using at the moment. It's Bondi Boosts Pro Capil Hair Tonic.
Someone that's for folliculitis. That helps folliculitis, doesn't it?
No, sorry, I just burped. This is just for boosting my hair. Bree thinks that by the end of it, I'm going to sort of have luscious hair. But yeah, no, to answer the question before about bleaching, I used to bleach my hair a lot as a kid, and any more could sort of be detrimental to the overall health of my hair.
If we do go into full lockdown, Sevs, can you do it at home? Like, could you and Mum dye your hair? Just give it a crack.
Give it a go. Oh, I don't know if I want to.
Shannon's saying no. Let's put Shannon on. Can you cut to Shannon and her son?
Yeah, sure. Hang on. Where are we? You've unmuted. Hey, Shannon. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you guys?
Good. How's Queensland?
It is still sunny, 30 degrees, and it is, nearly 5 o'clock, so pretty warm.
Are they close to locking Queensland down? What's the deal in Queensland?
Nah, everybody just runs their own race up here, my friends. They're pretty wild. There's people everywhere. It's alarming, right? Like, I don't know, it's a little bit scary at times because it's like, is everybody else taking this sort of seriously? I don't know.
I mean, I've got a question about Queensland. Why is there so many acai bowls available at breakfast?
Acai. Don't mind me. I'm just lighting up a mozzie coil because
this is great for a Queensland of you.
Oh, seriously, there's so many mozzies. Acai. I don't know. I guess it's cool sort of ice cream like. Cool you down situation, but
I think you nailed it. Ice cream, people just like fucking eating the ice cream for breakfast, and it's like, found out
like a healthy alternative,
but it's like a brand, isn't it? Like, I feel like in Queensland, I see the sign, it's like a specific brand. Would you ever go? Is it like the equivalent of Smashed Avo in Melbourne? Are you all eating acai bowls?
Yes, correct. Okay, especially Gold Coast. Okay, Gold Coast scene, you can usually get an acai bowl pretty much everywhere you go.
Okay, I could get around this. I mean, I'm definitely, has anyone, hands up if anyone's like drastically changed their diet since being self-isolated, anyone in the group?
We're actually doing hands up?
Anyone's changing? Yeah, all right. Yeah.
The worse, not the better.
Rachel, what are you, how have you changed your diet?
I'm quarantined at the moment, so.
Oh, really?
Family picking my diet for me right now.
And so what was the, what's the reason for the quarantine?
New Zealand 8 hours after curfew on Monday.
Uh-huh. Oh, how annoying. Were you on the flight, or you just before you left you heard the news?
No, so Sunday afternoon I heard the news, and then I flew out at 6 a.m. on Monday morning.
Oh. And so what happens, Rachel, are you employed, or what's like, what's the deal with work and things like that?
Yeah, so I'm working from home, thankfully. I'm an analyst, so I'm all good. Not ideal, but it could be worse. I'm not sick, so
Is it different? So self, because I know there's like a bunch of different terms. What I'm doing, I guess, is social distancing. Quarantine obviously is something that's put upon you. If it's put upon you, does it give you more sort of rights in regards to like work, or like does your employer have to like handle it, or what's the deal?
Not that I know of. Yeah. I obviously, work knew that I had annual leave because I was away the week before in New Zealand. But what I'm told is the official word, if you've got back from overseas, the word is quarantined. If you're social distancing or staying at home, it's self-isolation. But if you've come into contact with someone or you've come back from overseas, you're quarantined.
Sure.
For 14 days.
Mm-hmm. And so how's your diet changed?
eating a lot at home. I'm not eating out. I haven't been getting any Uber Eats or takeaway, which used to be a regular occurrence. So my bank's happy, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've definitely been spending so much less.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the way that I initially did that, and I was like, Bray, we're going to have to, like, we'll buy all the black beans. I had to justify my black beans purchase. But then now the narrative that I'm sort of really gotten on board with is we need to support small business. So until I need the black beans. So she's like, we've got all these black beans. I'm like, the black beans are actually not for now. The black beans are for June. Right now, I just want to support the pizza place.
Mate, I tell you, we supported small business yesterday. We were on it's probably one of our last video shoots in a while.
Ever.
Maybe, who knows? But I put a tab behind the bar because we had all these people arriving to be a part of the video across the day. So there's like 15 people. And I was like, I'll be nice. There's a cafe at the bottom of the building that we're filming at. And so I put the card behind the bar. Mate, these people, they heard one person finished filming and it was all to have a drink before you come out. So I was like, have a coffee before you come out and do the filming. One person did the filming and said, oh, do you mind if I go back and get the drink? She went back in and got a $9.50 smoothie.
But this is something that you're the guy that on, if someone's paying and it's a coffee, all of a sudden it's turned into a smoothie. Like, I feel like this is karma.
Absolutely not.
This is karma, I mean, for the last maybe 31 years.
Maybe when I was 16, when I realized my friend's parents were paying and I went all out and got the fucking spaghetti marinara. But no, not at all. Nah, it was animal. They were animals. They spent $150.
Yeah. What's happening, George? Have you spoken to your mum in Byron? What's happening?
Yeah, I think Byron's all good for now. But speaking of small business, Grace got a book.
Oh, yeah.
From Mum's Business. Yeah. Can we get Grace up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Grace, I mean, this is hilarious because it's all about supporting local businesses. The bookstore is in Byron. You're in WA. Is this... I'm pretty sure that Amazon probably have closer fulfillment.
No. To be honest, no, they don't. They don't.
I have to buy the book from George's mum.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you, Grace. That's lovely.
You're welcome.
And has the book arrived yet? Or not yet. Is it 48 days shipping?
No, that's okay.
Monday. It will be there. Guaranteed.
This is a serious question. Are they going to slow down like the post? Is this going to happen?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking. I mean, I started talking in Siri, so I probably should have left it. She would have answered it quicker than you.
Yeah.
I'm asking you guys. Let's jump to Emma. Emma's got her daughter there now.
Okay, here we go. Where's Emma? Oh, there we go. I'm going to unmute. G'day, Emma.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Emma. Hello.
What's happening with the? You work at a uni. What's the deal?
Because
Harry's been talking about. You know, Harry moved from regional New South Wales to Melbourne. He had all of this opportunity looking for it and looking forward to all this opportunity. And everything we've heard is, it's a bloody shambles, Josh. What's the deal with universities?
Well, our deal is because we're on a trimester. So we're actually in week 10 of our semester. So we're almost at the end. So the good thing for us is we're just cutting our semester a week shorter. And then what we're doing, so next week, people can physically be there, but we're prepared to go online. So today I did my first class. It was half virtual, half actual people there. But my daughter's school is the only school in Queensland to have shut down. So they shut down yesterday.
That sounds like it's horrible.
Yeah. So I'm not quite there. Apparently homeschool starts on Monday, but I have to work as well. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, classy. I'm happy to take I could do an hour.
Could do a Zoom. Do it on Zoom.
Yeah, I could teach podcasting 101 for kids. I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, okay, good. Up. I'm happy for that.
Yeah, I won't blow up. Actually, could you imagine if I was a teacher?
No.
Poor kids.
No, it would be a bit of a not. Yeah, I just think that even Scooter, when we were doing, what's Scooter doing?
I don't, Scooter's building Scooter. A studio.
Scooter, what's Scooter doing? He's literally in the corner there. He's building, he's walking over. Hang on, I'm just going to unmute
him. He turned the screen so he
He's very busy.
Wait, where, Scoot,
he wouldn't have been able to hear that.
Hey, Scoot, why can't I unmute him, Sebs?
Are you unmute him? Here we go.
No, I can't. I reckon he's turned off. No, he's muted himself, I reckon. Have you muted yourself? I can't fucking do it. It doesn't matter.
Oh, well, yeah.
Russ Keyes says,
there we go. Up. Yeah, what's...
I'm up saying, someone's trying to unmute you. Do you really want this?
Oh, really? Oh, that's a good... Because this is the thing. Scooter was trying to... Oh, you're changing cameras. So I bought a PC today for big media company because we're going to start doing streaming.
Finally grown up.
Yeah, but I tried to work out how to use the PC through you. And would you consider what I did, was I blowing up? Or because that was, I'm curious to the experience on the other side because I was getting...
You're just asking for honest feedback. You've been a hothead all week.
I haven't been a hothead.
Oh, Mason. Mason,
he was good on the phone yesterday. He called me and he was in very high spirits.
No, I'm good.
You seemed good yesterday. That sounds sarcastic, but everything I say does. But you genuinely sounded really chirpy.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
What do you mean by blowing up, Josh?
No, well, because I was asking you, this is what I was talking to 97 about, which I do regularly. If I'm not in the room, I think it's come from the days of dealing with computer stuff with my parents. If I'm not in the room and I'm describing to someone what they need to do, if they can't do it, I just put my hands up and I go, look, it's literally one button, but I'm not there and I can't press it for you.
You're what's known as a mouse grabber. You're a mouse grabber, aren't you? The big arm comes across and grabs the mouse.
Closely associated with the...
So irritating waiting for everyone to do so.
Backseat drivers. But no, Sevs, right. Sevs, how have you been feeling about Josh's behavior this week?
Oh, you've had a couple of things where you've been slightly annoyed. But I mean, it's
or
text.
Maybe you've been more annoying as well.
A few isolated examples.
What's some examples? Yeah, I need examples if I'm going to develop as a person, a professional.
No, you're not. You're not going to develop at all.
I need to know
have
examples.
An excuse for everyone that has happened.
No, I want to hear. Wait, how do you think I've been, TJ? You think I've
been?
Well,
I think everyone is a bit on edge. I definitely think everyone is needing to find a new normal. Because it's not fucking normal at the moment whatsoever. Coronavirus, drink. So it's even this phone, doing this remote is weird. Everyone is drinking. This is great. Everyone's involved.
If you insist.
You were giving a lot of pushback before the live stream wanting to go.
Grace just necked hers. Oh,
that's a great job.
Grace has necked about 40.
I know, Belinda. Belinda Wall says Grace and Gem are the only drinkers at Friday night drinks.
No. Yeah. I've just finished mine and Bree said that she's...
I mean, I'll drink for any word. What do you want it to be?
I'm going to find a beer.
First trap. It's a new time. And so I think there is just everyone is slightly on edge or in denial that things are different.
I've been staying up so late.
Yeah, there you go. There's the reason you've been angry.
I haven't been angry. But I think I've been... George, can you turn down your mic a little bit? It's a little bit loud.
Turn down.
Yeah, just on the fader.
Look at him, just blowing up. That was a lot.
That was very low. That was more of an instruction rather than a blow up. the interesting thing is, how do we deal with weekends? Do we have any tips in the room? Hands up, because the... what I don't know, Bree's saying to me, hey... can we go to Heritage Wall, our favorite cafe, tomorrow if we sit outside?
Yeah, you can.
No,
absolutely. I can. Tully, what do you think? Heritage Wall.
The fact that I'm spending my Friday with you fuckers is
yeah, true.
It's dire. This is the end of the world.
Crystal, what do you think? Can I go out to a cafe tomorrow?
Yes, you can.
Support local businesses.
Just sit this far away from everyone else.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well,
we may as well do it now before we all get told we can't.
Yeah, true.
I guess so.
You need to use your card to pay as well. No cash. You don't know who's touched it.
Good call.
A girl came out from, I was going through Macca's driveway to get a cheeky McFlurry.
Driveway?
Macca's driveway. and this young 16-year-old, just so innocent, brings out in wearing gloves, looking a bit worried, with coins in her hand to the waiting bay because they fucked my order and they gave me coins. And I was like, I literally nearly said, yuck, no.
But I the misuse of gloves is interesting. I constantly see you go to a, you know, some food establishment and they're using the gloves for the cash and the food. It sort of defeats the purpose, really.
There's no point. It just moves the virus from one surface to another.
Grace, I've just unmuted you because you're the one that's gone the hardest on the drinks. How are you feeling?
I'm fine. I just had a gin and tonic. It's just a large glass, though.
Yeah, great. You're
feeling a bit relatable.
I started drinking at 4 because that's what time I thought this was beginning.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. There was a little confusion with the computer.
Jemmy,
shop.
You don't need an excuse to drink. Come off it.
Oh, no, I meant 4 yesterday.
Oh, here we go. What's Scooter saying? Hi, Gemma. I'm.
What? I don't know.
I'm
covered.
Covered.
I'm covered in Joe Malone.
Joe Malone. I don't get it. I'll unmute you. There you go, Scoot. What are you saying?
I've been using the Joe Malone all the time. I love it.
What's the Joe Malone thing?
Yeah, what's this?
I said to my wife, is this going to get us through the apocalypse? Lady. She said, not the way you're going, mate.
What's the deal, Jim?
Oh, hang on. My audio's... Hang on. What are you asking me?
Yeah, what's the... I mean...
Maybe Jo Malone is a fragrance house. And when I was doing Christmas presents for all of the women in your lives, I got Scooty D to take a sneaky photo of his wife's like bathroom cupboard. And then from there, I worked out what like fragrance family she likes. Mm-hmm. And then I picked a perfume for her. And I don't want to say that the word she used was genius, but I think that might have been the word that she used. Hey,
Gemma, do you have any spare beauty products that you could put together a little pack and I'll swing around and pick it up? 1.5 meters away, please.
Oh, I'm not leaving the house ever again. I left the house yesterday and I got so much shit on Instagram.
So you're all your beauty.
But yes, I do. I have so many beauty products.
It's more for my wife. I mean, not
yeah,
to
of
me.
Course. You, know. She knows. Tully, she knows Tully's that she's Tommy. Got beauty products on tap. I live around the corner from you.
Sorry, go, Mace. What was that?
Tully said she's got heaps of beauty products for you, Tommy.
Oh, amazing. Can we just have a moment? Mr. 97, can you mute everyone's mic except yours and Tully's and just have a little chat? All right, I'm just going to go get another drink, all right?
Okay, so uncomfortable. Hey, Sam.
Themselves. What's going on? What's been happening?
Good. How have you been?
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, Josh and I...
This is Blind, but I know what you look like.
Hey?
This is like that show, Love is Blind. Who's watched it? Put your hand up. Surely half of you have watched it. Yeah.
Definitely. Is that the one on Netflix? I think I
know. Yes, watch it. This is the best time to watch it. And I'm Jessica. If you guys watched it, I'm the mess that is Jessica. Yes, I am. I'm Jessica. Trust me. A few more of these and I'll be feeding them to my dog.
Perfect. What about Maths? Surely you've been binging that.
Not so much. I don't really believe the bullshit this year. No one's really in love. I like a love story, Sebs. You know, like our love story. How are your parents?
Yeah, it's my mom's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday to my mother-in-law.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. Sebs, when are you giving your mum your her birthday present?
Her present. Well, so I sort of forgot about it until like 3 days ago, and I ordered her a silk pillow.
Oh, that's good. A silk pillow, they're great for your skin, for your hair.
Apparently.
I'm thinking about getting one.
Are you?
Yeah, I've just been like, so I just got a, has anyone heard of this? I just got one of these this morning. I ordered it. Stand by. I'm just going into my text messages. Do you know what they're called, Sebs? Do you remember?
Your little acupuncture things.
Yeah, so I've got a Shakti mat. Anyone know about Shakti mats? Anyone?
Yes.
Anyone own a Shakti mat in the audience? Raise your hand if you own a Shakti mat. Oh, Shannon, do you own?
Lynn's got one.
Shannon,
sure do.
Yeah. What's the deal with the Shakti mat?
Have you used yours yet?
No, I just ordered it. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for the Shakti mat and the Shakti pillow.
Okay, so you haven't even got it. Okay. No. Yeah, so I have the mat and I've got the there's like also a little like neck dome that you can get that you lay down because I get really bad shoulder and neck pain. It's quite intense your first time or your first couple of times, but it's strange. It's different to acupuncture and it's different to acupressure where it feels like these really sharp needles that could potentially pierce your skin, but it like it never does. It's really strange, and it is like so relaxing. And I do it for 15 minutes before I go to sleep every night, and I've found that it really, really helps with my sleep every night.
What about skin irritation? Because we know about my folliculitis and other skin conditions. Do you think that that's going to irritate my skin?
I don't know about doing a headstand on it. I wouldn't go into a headstand, but definitely have a lay on it. And some people say people that have problems with their feet as well, like you can just stand on the mats. Oh, yeah. I personally can't stand on the mat. I think it's too much pressure. I don't know whether it's because it's like my full body weight, obviously going through the bottom of your feet. So it's too much for me. So you can wear socks to sort of alleviate the pressure of the like little acupressure needles, I guess you would say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like definitely lay down on it. And they say that the first like 2 to 3 minutes is like a bit of a burning sensation. And then after that, it's so good. Like, I think you'll really, really enjoy it. Just give it a couple of goes. Don't just do it once and be like, not for me. Do it a couple of goes.
Yeah.
And then I think you'll really like it. Yeah, they're great.
Okay, perfect. Oh, thank you. Hey, Jake, I want to know what the condition's like in regards to plants and going out and buying plants. Can I unmute you? I think you can have to accept. There you go.
You got it.
Just 1.5 meters. Go get your plants. If you're going to be inside, you might as well be happy.
Good sales at the moment. You built us a beautiful terrarium, which we just don't have to touch, which is great. Did you go and buy bulk buy plants before, you know, potential lockdowns or things like that?
I'm actually on a plant buying, I'm going cold turkey because I had too many and my credit card got too big. So I'm buying from my friends, and there's actually a sale on in Richmond by one of the things for pet friendly plants. So that's out in Richmond. I think it's My Jungle Home, but I could be wrong. But yeah, that's pretty
pet,
good.
What's a pet friendly plant? What sort of
like plants? Like a plant that won't kill your pets.
Plants kill your pets?
I don't know actually, because I don't have pets, so I don't really worry about it. But I know some of them can be really dangerous, in particular like orchids and stuff, I believe. But I haven't looked too much into it. But I think if you had cats and other things like that around, it's pretty big deal. So yeah, okay. I'll get amongst it.
Yeah. Okay,
do you think all this shit that we worry about, like that mat that Shannon's talking about, people thinking about plants that kill their cats, like in the scheme of things, what's going on at the moment, how different the world's becoming? You think these are all just like, I mean, Josh, you buy gimmicks all the time.
Well, I said on that point around things changing, I wonder about whether things are going to start happening more in regards to like criminal stuff, because I've never touched my phone. I'm not a phone toucher when I'm in my car, but I just started using it because I'm like, what's going to happen? Like,
I mean, Dodge and I had a beer today and I drove back, but I was thinking no one's going to pull me over. They don't do breath tests anymore.
Probably, I mean, that's slightly.
No, but I had one beer, but I was just thinking.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they announced that they weren't doing any more breath tests.
And so Dodge bought a car and now he's getting pissed.
Absolutely blotto.
I think they did anyway. I just got that from Batuta Advocate, so I could be wrong.
All good news.
I'm curious. Go on.
Sorry, I was just going to say, how do you think the first live stream Friday night drinks has gone?
I think it's great. I love it. I think I love the idea of what we can do. Sevs, write this down. I think we could do questions. We could do weekly questions that we ask a bunch of people and they can put their hand up if they've got an answer. Perfect. Not trivia, but just like, have you changed this or are you in isolation or all that sort of thing.
Sevs, can you read out the email from Dr. K that we got? Bit of an update. Someone on the ground.
Yeah, Dr. K, she's East Coast of the US, works Princeton. In the pharmaceutical business.
Yeah, so she said, it's been a while since I last wrote in, but I haven't missed a single episode. It's day 8 since I went to work it's day 8 since I last went to work and CrossFit. My wife bought $600 worth of groceries last week, including dog food. And today we finally went out to the local butcher and bought 13 kg of meat. I should have made her watch Game Changers. Josh, I'm catching up on the two books. Being a gronk, I read both book samples on Kindle first, which is only the first chapter. Then I decided to purchase You're Not Listening. Tiny Habits is just regurgitating the idea of suck it up and do it in a very nice way. Tommy, I'd love to see you do a home workout session instead for the Adventure Club. Mr. 97 can be your demo person. At last, coming from the pharmaceutical industry, I seriously recommend everyone to stay inside and minimize any inter-household contacts. I'm working on a treatment option for the disease right now, and nothing is better than just staying healthy. Any drug will have side effects.
Yeah, thank you. And on that note, don't go to Heritage Wall tomorrow.
Really?
I mean, that's someone who's fucking working on a cure, like working on a, what do you call it? A vaccine.
Vaccine or whatever. Yeah.
And she's saying, don't.
Yeah.
Don't go out.
Well, I haven't been out. I've barely been out. I've been good. Scooter, I mean, you love a bit of tech. What have you done in your background? Have you added all of us? Hang on. I'm just going to unmute you. What have you done, Scoot?
I see.
Yeah, look, I just took a photo and dropped it as a background. Sorry about that.
It looks great.
Playing up in class. Is that better?
Yeah. Who, just hands up, who's been on a Zoom call already today for their work? Yeah, great.
Yeah, we got 1, 2, 3.
Nick.
Tully's thinking, what the fuck? She's just worked out what Zoom is today. I'm going to unmute her. Tully, what do you think of Zoom first experience?
Like, I don't have a real job. So, yeah, what the fuck? I had to download this just to do this conversation.
How good is
this? House party, though. The house party app has been going off.
What's a house party app?
It's like this, but you're just your friends and you all FaceTime each other in the one screen and just talk. It's like this, but it's an app, like a house. It's a house party on your phone. I don't know.
Tully, house party app, if everyone gets drunk, do they talk about how they're so drunk and it's like, oh my God, this is...
Oh yeah, for sure. I got my tits out in it last night and I was sober in bed at 10 p.m.
All right, kids in
the... I love how the boys that know me, people that here that know me are all like, of course you fucking did.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's so weird, babe. What?
So we're also planning... So we were going to go to World Expo at the end of the year.
Oh, mate.
The Daily Talk Show.
That's done.
Yeah, that's done.
Conveniently,
we didn't have the cash either. So I feel like how many, there's the meme that's
Hang on, can I just quickly interrupt because I want to get a better photo than what Tully got. So can everyone just put their glasses up real quick?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
great. Yep.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, go.
Cheers. 3, 2, 1. Mine's empty. Thank you for coming. As you were.
Great. No, so World Expo. No, the interesting thing is I will say, you know, there's that meme where it's like, you know, people talking about they put on weight for Christmas, and it's like, you know, babe, don't blame Christmas, you're fat in August. I feel like coronavirus from a business perspective,
yeah,
is a little bit like that content that you tried on me yesterday.
Did I try that? No, but it's an actual theory that I have.
Okay,
there's probably a bunch of people who had shit businesses already,
yeah,
that are like, oh fuck, mate, coronavirus has taken out my business. Like, mate, you've never made a profit.
No, yeah. I agree.
But and so the funny thing is World Expo, we were like, oh fuck, we're not going to be able to go to World Expo. Yeah. And so it's very convenient to be like, yeah, we can't go to World Expo because of Corona, not because we spent all of our cash in LA.
If this live streaming stops, it's only because we can't afford it and we've gone belly up somewhere. Maybe when people would start throwing in a few bucks to the show.
Mm. I want to know. Oh, happy Harry. Your light's gone off again. I just.
All right, Harry. Hang on. Let's just do a quick. Hang on. To finish this off, Josh, because I'm just. I am conscious of people's boredom. And so.
Mate, you go real corporate on Zoom, don't you? You're going to say, conscious of everyone's time here today.
No.
A bit of a whip around. What's everyone happening?
No, the thing about these.
What are the actions?
Now, the thing about the Zoom calls is you don't want to drop off. You don't want to quit, but you want to quit. And everyone's like still there. You're like, shit, when's this thing finishing?
That's literally me at every single party. I'm actually loving this. I could do this for another 2 hours.
I think I'm comfy as fuck.
Yeah, same. I'm very relaxed.
Yeah.
What about we just quickly, before we finish, this could take 10 minutes to do.
Is Russ Keys frozen or is he just doing it?
No,
just mate, you
self-timing.
Can you move,
photo?
Russ?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Well, we've got Sean drinking a Canadian Club and Dry, and it's probably 7:30 a.m. and that's a fucking solid effort.
Perfect.
Hey, what about we go around the room and just everyone has to say what they're grateful for. How about that?
All right, I'll call it. Happy Harry. Yep. What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for this. I got a bottle of juice at Woolies yesterday for $2. and it was the last one there. No, it wasn't yesterday. It was the day before. $2 and it was the last one there. So I've been living off juice.
Okay. Well, right. That's all I've got.
It's multivitamin though, has it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay, next one, good. We got Grace.
Grace. Hang on, I'm just unmuting. Sorry, Mace, I'll look after them.
Oh, I don't know what's happening. Yeah, there you go. Grateful that the sun's shining outside and it's nice and warm. So I was sitting in my backyard before this.
Oh, that's nice. I think that, to be honest, Grace, I think that's the thing that I've been forgetting is that self-isolation, I could go for a nice hike or something.
Mm. Yeah, I was like, tired reading this morning.
I nearly bought a PlayStation, actually. but I won't do that. Okay, I'm going to mute you, Grace. Thank you. George, what are you grateful for, mate?
Still being able to work, still being able to talk to people I love and live with people I love.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, mate, George, just on that, the stuff you're doing for us, you're not getting paid.
That's all free work, obviously.
Yeah, work, but have fun doing free work.
Doing free work. Thank you, George. Rachel, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my balcony during quarantine and the donut my neighbor bought to me today.
Oh, great. Oh, what sort of donut? Solid.
It was a cherry, I don't know what the filling, that's the word I was looking for.
Like
cherry
a jam? Donut. Was it like a jam? How would you describe the cherry?
It's really nice. It's from a local bakery.
Support local business. Love it. All right. We got Ian.
Ian, what are you grateful for, mate?
I think you just muted him again.
Oh, hang on. Sorry. Let me unmute. There we go.
Yeah, grateful to Jetstar for getting us home from Bali yesterday.
Oh, that's good.
So you're in quarantine, Ian.
Definitely.
Mate, this is a great Jetstar integration.
Go Qantas.
What was the vibe like on the plane?
The plane was packed. I was pretty cool. I think people are just relieved to be getting home because you just don't get any news filtering through over there. The only news you're getting is social media. It's just bullshit, really. So
yeah.
I don't think anyone really had an understanding of what was happening. So,
welcome back to the great land.
Yeah, glad to be back. It'll be a long couple of weeks, though.
Yeah. Well, we'll do this every Friday at the very least. Glenn. What are you grateful for, mate?
That dog is. Can you quickly take a photo and text that to me? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I'm grateful to still be working. I think I told you guys we laid off 105 out of 185 yesterday. So
it's crazy,
grateful
isn't it?
Yeah, to be working and hoping sports will be back soon.
Yeah. So, Glenn, you work in the event/sports industry doing analytics, like showing stats and things like that on screen,
broadcast.
Yeah, we were one of the first ones to sort of really feel it, and then all the bars and restaurants are starting to lay people off here, all kinds of things. So it's really starting to snowball.
And Glenn, the obviously, like, there's always the talk around the US being pretty piss poor in things like annual leave and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In times of redundancies, is it a similar sort of tone?
We've done the best we could financially. Yeah. Everyone will still keep their benefits, their health insurance and that sort of thing during this time. But and we have a full intention of bringing everyone back.
Yeah. What is that called? You used a word the other day.
Glenn, you just sounded like Alan Joyce from the Qantas CEO. That's pretty much what he said today on his.
He's had some hard conversations.
I had to say it a few times yesterday.
Yeah. So what does furlough actually mean?
I think it just means that you're not working and you're not being paid.
And is the idea
that you're still employed?
Okay, you're still employed. Okay.
Yeah. It's furlough. It's just close to farewell, but the one before farewell. pretty dark. Glenn, thank you. And we've got Lara. We're going around asking people what they're grateful for. What are you grateful for, Lara?
I'm grateful for wine.
Yeah,
great.
Great.
I think I'm grateful for where I work. Sort of everyone's really community minded and everyone's helping out the little guys and helping out small businesses. And I think that's pretty great. They're keeping people afloat. And yeah, pretty grateful for that. And the sun rising every day is pretty bloody great.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel like when it gets to the sun rising, we're at fucking dark times.
Rock bottom. You're fucking low. You've hit rock bottom. You're grateful for the sun. Yeah. But yeah.
That's okay. No, there's like the water and shit too. You know, there's heaps of things.
Power. Yeah.
Yeah, Alexander. I know your internet connection was a little bit choppy, and your Netflix is can you hear us, Alexander?
Are you speaking to Josh? Alexander? I can't see that.
Oh, you can't? Oh, Alexander, what are you grateful for?
Probably having I had a guest on my podcast today.
Sorry, I've muted him.
And I'm thankful he actually got to.
I think he's saying internet is internet.
No, thanks, actually, he's just had so many drinks. Had so many Friday night drinks that he sounds like that.
Yeah, Alexander, the internet connection's a little bit poor there, but thank you for joining us. Nick, mate, what are you grateful for?
I'd say I'd be grateful for it's a lot more socially acceptable to drink early on a work day working from home. So
perfect. Started with a
we had a group after work drinks at 3 through a Hangouts Meet.
Perfect.
And following through. So very good.
Thank you, mate. The awesome. Kick on party, that's what this is about.
Emma, what are you grateful for?
What are we grateful for, girls?
School being shut down.
Yeah.
What about you, Emma?
Oh, I'm grateful for hotspotting my phone because we've got internet works happening a couple of streets away, so we haven't had the internet for days. So thankfully I can hotspot my phone.
Yeah. What's I mean, I think then? That it's going to be – it was interesting on the first day, on the Monday – with Optus, all of a sudden the I couldn't when I was calling Optus phones, it was saying that the line was congested, which is so doomsday like, right? Like when everyone's doing all this stuff.
Well, it's very 1999.
Yeah. Do you remember that happening? I don't remember.
Early 2000s. Just I remember phones being congested, like music festivals. If you were at one, you couldn't make a phone call. Gemma, what are you grateful for, doll?
Healthcare workers still going to work every day and getting it done.
Yeah.
Very teachers true. As well. They don't like government teachers don't have a choice. They've just got to roll in, get it done, roll out.
Mm. Scooter, what are you appreciate grateful that. For?
Three things mainly. Whoever left this cider in the fridge.
Oh great.
Because it stopped me having to open a bottle of red wine and then make a mess of myself. The old Vietnamese lady who gave me the extra donuts. At first I thought it was bad and now I'm glad. And great leadership in this time of crisis. I've got a prop for you.
You're not talking about Scotty from marketing, eh?
No, I'm talking about...
What is that? Junior school council.
My daughter just sent me that through to tell me that she's got on the junior school council.
Oh, that's great.
Great. Woo!
Is there a great leader?
Oh, that's so good. Is she having to do... speeches about Corona? What's the deal with junior school council? What are they expecting?
Get a badge.
Yeah.
That's all.
Prices at the school canteen.
That's I know when one. I get home.
That's about it. All right.
Thanks, Scooter.
Jake here. Jake, mate, what are you grateful for, buddy?
Point, I'm grateful I'm not Callum, who's gone viral today for doing a bit of personal time in amongst his work that's been live streamed to his workplace.
Oh, no. He was wanking.
He was visiting porn sites and doing some inquiries, evidently according to the email. But he's gone viral and his boss's response was pretty chill. So I think he's a lucky man, but I'm grateful I'm not him.
What sort of industry is he in?
I don't know. It just says he was doing inquiries and the email goes, "Hi, Callum. Just been noticing that you've been working from home. It's good to see you doing that. Something about that." And he goes, "We've noticed between inquiries you've been visiting porn sites. So just letting you know that you are live screaming to the office. But if you click this button, you can turn that off."
Oh, my.
And then it's like,
that's
great.
Very helpful from them.
Yeah, a bit of a chill boss, but pretty mortifying.
On Netflix, it's just come out, Bert Kreischer's latest Netflix special. He talks about him looking at porn and it being streamed to the TV and his wife's looking at him swipe through the different porn. Going really hard.
It
was casting to the TV.
It's up there with getting it live streamed to your stereo or something, so the noises are coming out of nowhere. That's pretty bad too.
All right, Crystal Andrews, I hope that hasn't happened to you. Today, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for a workplace that allows me to work from home, because a lot of people don't have the choice, obviously, and a lot of casual workers at the moment feeling it with a lot of uncertainty about whether or not they are going to be paid, whether they're going to have shifts if stores or cafes and the like close. So I'm feeling pretty thankful.
Yeah. it's I mean, not everybody, some people are just being forced to stay at work because the business is trying to hold in there. And so then there's the people that won't get the money. Tully, what are you thinking? What are you grateful for?
Firstly, I have had porn go through the Bluetooth speakers before at a hotel, which was super awkward. I have a really love-hate relationship with social media. I have for many, many years because of my job. Usually, despite what it probably seems like, my social media platforms, I don't like it and I really struggle with it. But I feel like in times like this where we're all segregated or we feel segregated, it's a really beautiful time where we all come together, even just this conversation right now. Like, this wouldn't be possible without social media and the internet. And so, yeah, I feel really grateful for the internet and social media bringing people together, even though we are self-isolating.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Shannon, what are you grateful for? And I'm just going to let you know, my camera is about to die. Oh, and great. So I can change the battery, but I'll change the battery while Shannon's talking.
Sure. Much like Jem, I'm super grateful for, doctors, nurses, just people, again, teachers, just working around the clock as if, you know, nothing's even happening. I've got friends that are, doctors in emergency departments in Sydney that are just getting just absolutely smashed at the moment with people. And, you know, they go into certain situations where it's so highly possible for them to just contract the virus at the moment, and you know they put their own personal safety to the side, and that's just on a whole nother level for me. Having family and friends that do that on a daily basis is it reminds me of what I'm grateful for, especially having kids as well, puts it into a whole nother perspective, right? When you have kids, it makes it different. It makes you a lot more grateful for those people that are so selfless and work around the clock for us to be able to, have that sort of support and that medical treatment when we need it. And we're just so lucky here in Australia to be able to just rock up to a hospital and be seen. Like, that's something that I'm really grateful for.
And it's great to have the naivety of a child right now, just like,
yeah,
all good, what's going on?
Chilling on the iPad. Yeah.
I also think like it's interesting because the healthcare stuff you don't necessarily see until you need it as well. And it wasn't until even when we were doing some filming for a hospital a few weeks ago. And then you realize it's like, oh, wow, like people come in, they're sick, they see them for the first time. And it's like, but those people are still there every single day.
And they see like sick person after sick person, right? So if you're a sick person and you go to the hospital, you're just one person seeing one doctor, and you know, you might go home, but they might be there for, like, one of my girlfriends is a GP, as I said, in Sydney, an emergency department at the moment, and she's working like 20-hour shifts. You can imagine how many sick people she's seeing at the moment in a 20-hour shift, which is just it's crazy.
Spot on, Shannon. Sean, hey, how are you going, by the way?
I'm good, thanks. All good.
You've been working on a Gronk coin as well. How's the Gronk coin going?
Yeah, it's going well. I'm just working out. Without getting too technical, there's something called gas. Mm-hmm. So basically, every time someone sends tokens to each other, someone has to pay that gas. So I'm just working on making it a private Ethereum node without going too nerdy.
Oh, great. Perfect. I think you have. That's okay. So what are you grateful for, Sean?
I'm very grateful for a boss who's been very honest throughout this whole period. So we've all been made aware of where we stand, which has been great. It's easy for people to, in this time, just close up shop and just run away. but he's been very thoughtful and considering everyone. So that's great. And then also we get Disney Plus is launching in the UK next week. So 30 years of Simpsons is perfect timing, I think.
Oh, mate. Are you isolated yet? Or they haven't locked down the UK?
No, not really. They basically said if you can work from home, work from home. I mean, they're shutting schools from today unless you work for like hospitals or doctors, then the schools will be open for those guys. But
it's a good way to do it. They could do that here, but then how annoyed would the kids be that have to go to school when all their mates are going home? Oh,
yeah.
Anyway, hey, stay safe over there. I just want to give a caveat before we let this man into the live feed. Ramble. His nickname's Ramble because we could let him go for an hour. Ramble, welcome, mate.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good, mate.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Just enjoying a beer.
Great.
Yeah, love it.
What sort of beer is it, Ramble?
I don't actually know. I got it from some friends. It's just called Bicycle Beer.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Oh.
What mates?
It was the internship I was at.
The good one. That actually give you beers. Ramble started
me a lot of Nando's, so that's all right.
Oh yeah, we've given you Nando's vouchers. Ramble was starting an internship with us and it's actually fallen on the worst possible time, hasn't it, buddy? We've just gone full remote.
I honestly feel so sorry for you guys because it's like we're so ready to start this.
We feel sorry for you, Ramble. So
do you?
Yeah, I feel real bad for you. No, go on.
Holly, what are you saying?
What are you grateful for,
don't
though,
feel
Ramble?
Bad for me, Ramble. I'm fine over here.
Yeah. What are you grateful for, you? Ramble?
Just quickly, Tully says, is Ramble hot? I can't tell.
Yeah, Ramble, Ramble's, can you get closer?
Yeah, no, he is.
Yeah, Derek's just put his thumbs up.
Thanks,
he's a dish.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got sort of the surfer vibe. You know, sort of good at BMX.
I guess so. I've really got to get a haircut because my hair at the back sort of turned into a mullet now. It's kind of getting a bit disgusting.
Nah, Tully likes guys with long hair. So
Tully, slightly more age appropriate, also has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, sorry. I got my cat on me and she just bit my underarm.
See, he's rambling, but I like it. Ramble, what are you grateful for though, mate?
No, he said his beer, wasn't it?
I was happy to have my beer, but I think I'm grateful for the stability I have at the moment. Like, I don't, work-wise, it's not too great, but I am still earning some sort of money, which is good. But, like, my family and my girlfriend's family have just been really, Jesus Christ, sorry, give me a sec.
Can you throw the
like
cat
really
down the stairs
but that was a skunk, yeah.
I don't know what she's doing. Anyway, just grateful for the fact that, I've got that stability. So if we do have to go into a full-blown lockdown, I'll be all right and be safe and financially all right. So, yeah, I guess that's what I'm grateful for. And the fact that I can still ride my bike, that's pretty important.
Good one, mate. All right, we've Luke. He's walking away from the camera, but Luke,
are you cooking, Luke?
Yeah, cooking for the kids.
What are you cooking?
We just had chicken schnitzel, and now we're eating strawberries.
Great!
Yum!
Perfect chicken schnitzel. Are they thin chicken? Because when I was a kid, I was really wanted it thin. Is it thin?
Yeah, it's the RSPCA chicken.
Oh, good.
Ethical. Yeah.
Oh, you know my gripe with schnitzel. If you don't get it even, it's hard to. You want even chicken throughout. You know what I mean?
We're using flour as well because I know flour is good for sort of crumb. Did you make the crumb? All the crumbing?
No, I just buy it straight from the shop.
Oh, yeah. Right. What are you grateful for, Luke?
Family and friends.
I mean, just because they're in front of you, you don't have to say that. But.
Of course they do. They're right here. Otherwise, we'll call mother when she comes home.
No, family is important.
No, it's a good one. Do you have mayonnaise with your schnitzel?
One does. EY has mayonnaise.
Yeah. A mayo is great.
Do we do what's everyone having for tea after this?
Absolutely not, Gemma. Because you know that we'll be here for 6 hours.
You definitely want to do that, though.
How do you cook that?
Funnily enough, it's changed orders, but I think the final one is Pavel. Pavel, can you hear me? Can you hear us?
Telling us what he's having for dinner.
Engineering. Hey, your camera. It's engineering.
He's speaking another language.
Oh, yeah, Pavel, I think he's on a phone call.
Yeah.
But he's just muted. Well, he's doing too.
That was better hearing that than seeing what he was searching on the internet.
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is it's the Daily Talk Show is great to listen to when you're doing other shit.
Yeah.
That's what we've been
grateful for all you gronks coming today. Yeah. It's cool. It's really cool. What a weird time.
Yeah. We'll do this every Friday. I think that will be fun. But if you have any suggestions as well, 97, have you started the text messaging? And have you told Tommy about the text messaging, sort of the bill?
The bill. Well, how much is this?
It's actually, it'll be less than 100, but it turns out it's 11 cents per text message. So,
and he was easy going to blow back out and forth with Grace. He sent about 40 text messages to Grace.
Grace, just shoot him he's got your number.
Can you guys just text
personally? Yeah, so he can text me.
Okay, great. Yeah. I think it'll be cheaper that way, to be honest. Yeah.
Tally in on this.
What the fuck?
This is a nightmare.
Grace, you're unmuted. Talk to Tally now.
So sorry. I've offended
her. That's a nice rude finger with a love heart tattoo. So, I mean,
Tully,
really...
she's in another state. It's logistically very difficult.
Also, I've already been there, so I get first dibs.
Oh, there it is. You heard it from the cat's mouth.
Okay.
It is true. Right. The rumors have been confirmed.
We've muted everyone. Thank you for coming. It's a daily talk show. If you want to be on one of these calls, you just need to become a VIP Gronk. Go to thedailytalkshow.com/Gronks. Thanks everyone for joining us today.
We're going
to be doing the show live on Saturday and Sunday as well. But we'll keep the grid stuff. We'll try and work that out. But we'll do that every Friday as a drinks.
It's fun. All right, guys.
Otherwise, you can watch us on YouTube as well, youtube.com/The Daily Talk Show.
Love you guys.
Bye. Have a good one.
See everyone.
Bye.
Bye.